Tutu, Capello, brave hand in a bullfighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
No! Oh, no! Oh, no! My God! Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God! God bless those kids up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight. Overnight Weekend. Yeah.
Seven and a half minutes past the hour. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, a.k.a. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. I am the Taco Man, obviously, live coast-to-coast, of course, and worldwide via the Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Network. Straight up, we've got open phone lines. We're talking boxing. We're talking MMA. We're talking NFL. We're talking Major League Baseball. We're talking sports A to Z. You name it. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line, that's hot. That's happening as well. You have to commit yourself to talking on the air. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. In our upcoming segment, our first segment of tonight's show, we're going to expand on the world of boxing. Of course, the big fight tonight in Las Vegas, Nevada. The 12-round battle for the World Middleweight Championship. I mean, undefeated Gennady Golovkin, 37-0, 49-1. Canelo Alvarez, I mean, somebody had to lose, right? No. The fight was scored a draw. And guess what? We're going to talk to a guy that thinks that Canelo won going away, and he picked Golovkin to win. So I wanted to have him on the show because he got to go against his own pick. So Hector Martinez will be up front in about 4 or 5 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, SB Nation Sports. Once again, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs. you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The Taco Man is still going to Cuba. The trip is on. Of course, the World Boxing Organization will leave. Their annual convention will leave Miami, Florida, October 23rd. And go to what's left of Cuba and what's left of the Bahamas. I mean, are we going to be like driving around like an empty Caribbean? I just don't know. Anyway, Paco Valcarcel, of course, the Francisco Valcarcel, that's his real name. We call him Paco, but he's the president of the WBO. He says the convention is rocking and rolling and we're a go. So I'm going to look forward to going to Cuba, my 34th and 35th country, respectively, as far as going worldwide. Speaking of worldwide, the entire world was looking at Las Vegas. And of course, it's been a pretty good year. We've had that Vladimir Klitschko, Anthony Joshua. I mean, they had that heavyweight title fight, of course. We've had some pretty good fights this year. We have, but the fight of the year was supposed to be tonight. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, 49-1-1, and Gennady Golovkin. Triple G, baby. Fighter of the year, according to his manager. Yeah, right. Anyway, not after this 12-round draw tonight, and I'll tell you why. The score went like this. 114-114. I mean, six rounds, even. Okay, one judge had it 115-113 for Golovkin. That means 7-5 in rounds for Golovkin. The other judge had it, are you ready for this, 10-2 in rounds for Canelo Alvarez. Now, when I talked to Hector Martinez a few minutes ago, and now his cell's blown up or something like that. Anyway, he had told me that obviously he had put some money on, he gets to keep his money because it's a draw, but he put money on Golovkin. He thought it was like stealing money. He told me he was stealing money. He couldn't imagine it because Canelo Alvarez, the guy with the two left feet, unable to dance in the world of boxing. I mean, he has horrible footwork. He's just not very accomplished on his feet. So we figured for sure, a lot of us figured for sure that he would be this, you know, just totally outmanned and outworked, and he would eventually succumb to Gennady Golovkin's power. Well, I wasn't one of those guys that thought that way. I thought he was a real live underdog, and I was hoping with all my hopes that he would win because it's good for the game of boxing. I mean, the fact that we had a draw tonight is a good thing for the game of boxing. What's even better for the game of boxing would be if Canelo Alvarez had won cleanly and going away. And the reason why I say that, and I know the Golovkin fans are going to jump on me big time, but, you know, they can fight four or five times and maybe go back and forth on fights, but in every fight, the guy that's going to draw more money to the table, the guy that's going to put more people in the seats, the guy that's going to get more people to crank up that pay-per-view and get them numbers rolling is Canelo Alvarez. Golovkin just hasn't seemed to reach his crescendo maybe, or maybe he has. Maybe he has peaked out. What's he, 34 years old now? I mean, 375 amateur fights? Who did he beat? I hate to say it like that, but who did he beat? I mean, he looked really amateurish tonight. I mean, yeah, he had his moments where he inflicted some pain on Canelo, and Canelo has some moments as well, but all in all, at the end of 12 rounds, you probably had to give it to Canelo Alvarez, folks. I mean, if you got both eyes open and you're looking at the TV screen and, like, you know, don't I try to tell people, sometimes the best way to watch a fight is to turn the volume off or to turn it down to the point where you can't hear the guys cheerleading back and forth. Because when you hear those guys cheerleading, you don't know what's going on. I mean, there's been a couple of fights, even myself as an experienced judge. I've said to myself, geez, man, my scorecard must be way off here. These guys are talking about this guy running away with this fight. Well, my scorecard wasn't way off. It was right. And the cheerleaders for HBO, of course, last week or a fortnight ago, cheerleading for Chocolito Gonzalez. I mean, come on, man. Roman got beat. He got beat. He got licked like a stamp. I mean, he was lit up like the White House Christmas tree. I mean, that Thai guy should have been arrested. If they were gay lovers, that Thai guy would have been arrested for domestic violence. That's how bad he beat up on supposedly HBO's number one fighter. So HBO put all that money into Roman Gonzalez. It was a waste. Now, back to tonight's fight. Golovkin, good fighter. Canelo, better than average fighter. A better fighter on tonight's on this evening, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, they'll call it a draw, and they'll probably do it again, probably in May of next year. I wouldn't want to wait that long for it. I think that if they were sharp, they'd probably come back and do this in November while the iron is still hot. Why wait 6 months, 7 months? This is the wrong thing to come back and do this in November. Neither guy looked like they were seriously hurt tonight. No apparent injuries, anything like that. So we can rock again in a rematch in November. Let's not wait until next year. But as far as Tom Loeffler saying that this fighter deserved Fighter of the Year awards, think again, Tom. You're a smart guy, but you're not. That was way, 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 way off. Anyway, let's switch gears. Let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling. Let's talk about last week's card. Amanda Nunes, the world bantamweight champion. Of course, the girl that beat Ronda Rousey in the blink of an eye in like 40 seconds. I mean, boom, just did her up. Okay, she, of course, fought Valentina Shevchenko. Pretty good-looking fighter. I mean, good-looking, yeah. But, I mean, she's like 61-2 as a boxer, as a kickboxer. I mean, she's really got some skills, man. She really does. And I thought for the most part that she outworked Amanda. Amanda was looking to retain the title with a minimal of effort. I guess that's the best way I got to put it. In other words, I'm Amanda. If I'm still standing after five rounds, give me the belt. Because just all she talked about was like the fact that she was able to go five-minute rounds. The most she had ever went before was 3 5-minute rounds. So anyway, this was a big feather her cap, per se. But she dodged the real question. Shevchenko probably deserved to walk away with that fight. Of course, I'm just telling you that's the way I saw it. 5 rounds, 3-2, Valentina Shevchenko. I thought it was a clear 3-2, no doubt about that. Now, we talk about tonight's fight cards, right? UFC Fight Night. Luke Rockhold, rocking and rolling, the former champion coming back. The guy from Santa Cruz, California, knows a little bit about medical cannabis, I'm told. Knocked out, take that back, put a submission on with punches. So he knocked him out. David Branch tonight. David Branch had bit off too much when he took on Luke Rockhold. Luke is looking to do things again in the middleweight division. Of course, the former middleweight champion got knocked out by Michael Bisping in a tremendous upset. Now, Bisping's held on to the title for over a year, hasn't defended it, supposedly going to defend next month or nice get back in November against GSP. Finally, the comebacking former welterweight champion, 170-pound champion, coming back after 4 or 5 years, going to fight the world middleweight champion. Does something stink about that? You smell it? Yeah, Dana White, I smell it. Anyway, let's talk about the other fights on the card. Mike Perry was a winner. Mike Perry looked pretty damn good tonight. Mike Perry was a winner, defeating Alex Reyes. That was a welterweight, about 170 pounds. That was a KO with a knee. Boom. And listen, when you knock somebody out with a knee, it's like over, man. It's like hitting them with like a baseball bat. I'm telling you, knees are nasty. Anyway, Anthony Smith was a winner as well in the middleweight fight. Took out Hector Lombard, the former Strikeforce champion, the former Flintstone Vitamins King. I'm talking about the former steroid cheat, the guy that was caught taking steroids with it. Yeah, that's right. They caught him. It was the USA, U.S. Anti-Doping Association, or Voluntary Anti-Doping Association. Somebody that was working with the USC caught him a couple fights back, popped him for steroids. Well, if you look at him, he's from that team in Florida down there in Miami. All those guys look like they're cyborgs. They all look like they're on steroids. Anyway, Anthony Smith probably put it in to his top 10 career. I'm talking about Hector Lombard tonight, the former Strikeforce champion, knocking him out in the third round, 2 minutes and 33 seconds in. Gregor Gillespie was the winner tonight over Jason Gonzalez. I'm looking at the rest of the card. Nothing's getting me up here. He's got Uriah Hall was the winner in like the opening bout. Don't know what to say about that. I mean, the rest of the card, you know, it wasn't a pay-per-view card, so it was all on Fox Sports 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 fights, and that's pretty good. 11-fight card, of course, on Fox TV, Fox Sports 1, and 1, 2, only 2 decisions in 11 fights. Good matchmaking, baby. Not really good matchmaking. Exciting fights. Exciting fights end early. That's just the way it is. I mean, nobody really wants to watch two guys go back and forth like Floyd Mayweather and slap each other around. Come on. That's a little sick. It just is. Gives me a pain in the wallet to watch Mayweather. Of course, Mayweather coming off that $350 million win just a month ago now, a few weeks ago. Of course, man, Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor, the fraud of the year, the fraud of the century, but man, they pulled it off. I mean, say what you want. I didn't buy the fight. I didn't pay for it. But for those of you that did, you made it an event. I mean, $350 million is supposedly Floyd Mayweather's take. Now, get this. $100 million was the guarantee as far as his fighter's purse was concerned. Then he got another $150 million in revenues, and then he got another $100 million in promotional cut. Yikes. I think the guy's doing okay, don't you? Wow. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the next UFC mega event. They call them mega events now, but they're not really. As I said to you, the talent's not there, man. It's just, it's gone. I don't know what happened. The excitement, the luster, all this stuff is like, yeah, you know, I mean, we look ahead to these UFC fight cards, UFC 260, and of course, I don't know, man. I can't get up to paying for these fight cards. I mean, would you, all right, you going to pay for this? Let me tell you. Here's the main event. Tony Ferguson and Kevin Lee. You want to pay $70 for that? Demetrius Johnson's in the co-feature. He's a lightweight, the flyweight champion, and he's in a co-feature to a lightweight bout. Ooh, doesn't say much about his grabbing power, does it? If he's in the co-feature and he's defending a title, the most, I think, the longest running UFC champion in history now, Demetrius Johnson. I think he broke Spider Anderson Silva's record about two or three fights ago. Anyway, Fabrice Verdum, take that back. These fights are going to get. Fabrice Verdum is going to take on Derek Lewis. I'm not too looking too much for that because Fabrice is like way past his peak. And speaking of way past his peak, I want to mention this in the world of professional wrestling. Daniel Bryan wants to come back after 14 concussions to the world of professional wrestling. Wow. That's your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. That's right, the WBO. Follow them online. Go to WBOboxing.com or join them on Facebook. You are tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
My next guest and I roll back, wow, I guess almost a quarter century. I'm talking about the voice of the USF Dons, Mr. Pat Olson. Pat, how's life treating you, buddy?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Yeah, you know, things are good. It's good to have you now. You're back with, you're doing Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio. Let's talk about the USF Dons. How's their team this year as far as basketball? How's that looking?
Well, you know, they've got a new coach, Kyle Smith, who's in his second year. And, you know, last year, in his first year, USF was not predicted to do much. You know, the coaches' preseason poll and media polls had them, you know, seventh, eighth, or ninth place in the league. And they had a really good year. They won 20 games a year ago. They went to the postseason. They played in the postseason CBI against Rice in Houston. And I think this year, you know, the bar's raised a little bit. I think, you know, he's got a lot of guys back. They play a real, you know, kind of share the ball style. They shoot a lot of three-point shots. Their schedule is a decent schedule, but I think favorable enough for them to have a pretty good record going into conference play. I expect another good season. I think they'll, you know, I don't know if they're going to contend amongst the top two. I mean, you look at the West Coast Conference, you got Gonzaga, you got St. Mary's, and then kind of everybody else. But I think they could make a run for third or fourth place in the league. I expect some pretty good things this year from USF on the Hilltop.
Speaking of the USF Dons, of course, is Chuck White still up there, the athletic director?
No, the athletic director now is a guy named Scott Sidwell. He's been there, I want to say, 4, 5, 6 years. Real high energy guy, tremendous kind of reach out to fundraiser guy. You know, there's been some, you know, sort of changeover, you know, in the athletic department, which I think is pretty typical over the years.
Well, that's where my gig went, because I had a yearly gig up there with USF for like 15 years straight doing the boxing matches up there. And then they stopped calling. I found out that Chuck was sort of not the guy to go to anymore, but Chuck was an outstanding guy, one of the greatest men I've ever come in contact with as far as sports education was concerned, Chuck White, formerly of USF. Now, speaking of USF, I go back to the days of Quentin Daly. Whatever happened to Quentin Daly? I mean, he was a USF star. He got in trouble with a rape here locally. He was in the newspapers. Did he ever have much of a pro career?
Yeah, he did, you know, bounce around the NBA a little bit, I think. You're calling on my memory here. I think he may have played for the Seattle Supersonics. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I know he did bounce around the league a little bit, but that was, you know, that was obviously a dark time for USF when those things happened on the campus. And, you know, Father Lo Schiavo, the campus president at the time, you know, made kind of a hard decision to stop men's basketball. And in all honesty, you know, I've been there 25 years. The program really has never quite been the same. They've had some decent years. And I know that, you know, and we mentioned Scott Sidwell, the athletic director. I know, you know, he's a high energy guy. There's been a lot put into putting men's basketball back on the map. But I think that name that you just brought up is a name a lot of folks on the Hilltop don't like to hear, because it did change, you know, the reputation of USF Dons basketball, certainly.
Well, and obviously, I think you're right, because of the fact that we discontinued the program for a while, and then when he came back, it just didn't have the momentum of the Bill Russell years, per se.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, heck, you know, Bill Russell years were great. They did win back-to-back champions, but they were a program that in the, you know, early and mid-60s with, you know, Ollie Johnson and, you know, guys like Jim Brevelli, who was the point guard then. He's now my color commentator on the radio broadcast. And, you know, they had a lot of really good talent, you know, into the 70s with Bill Cartwright. And they, you know, they had the long streak where they won a, you know, a bunch of games in a row. And, you know, they were regularly a top-ranked team. And in those days, the NCAA tournament didn't seed. They just put people in the West region. Now, if you're a really good team in the West, you might become like a number one or two seed in a different region. So USF had the, you know, unfortunate circumstance of year after year probably being the second or third best basketball team in the country, but they'd get thrown in the West and they'd get bounced by UCLA a couple times. They played UCLA right to the wire in an Elite Eight or a Sweet 16 game, and then UCLA would go to the Final Four and smoke two teams. And USF may well have been in the Final Four, you know, several years in a row in the 60s and 70s if the NCAA tournament seeded like they did today. So, you know, basketball was prominent on the USF campus for many, many years until the program did go away in the early to mid-'80s.
Pat Olson's our guest, of course, the voice of the USF Dons, as well as talk to me about this new show you've got on SB Nation of Sports Byline Radio.
Yeah, it's called College Sports Insiders. We're on every Sunday, coast to coast, 1 o'clock Eastern time on Sundays from 1 to 2 p.m. It's a one-hour show, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. for those on the West Coast. We are around the world. We're also heard on the American Forces Radio Network. It's my understanding, I don't keep track of all the exact coverage we have, but I think we're on 100 radio stations across the country on Sunday, early afternoon on the East Coast and late morning on the West Coast. And, we try and feature, folks around the country. I'm aware of the fact that even though we broadcast from the studios in San Francisco, that, we have a lot of regional listeners in the South and the East. So I regularly try and get, correspondents that are big games in the South. People that cover the Big Ten, the Pac-12. We really try and go all around the country. And obviously, Pedro, this time of the year, our big focus is college football. As it is a college show, when we transist into, November, December, we'll be focusing on bowl game matchups. And we'll start to get into college basketball, which, as you know, is my heavy background. So it's a fun show, and we try and keep it moving.
Pat Olson's our guest, folks, of course. Pat, are you and I the only two guys who were able to walk away from KMBR and not be fired? I mean, because everybody else seemed to get fired there. I walked away. I think you walked away. I mean, not too many guys walked away from that place unscathed.
Well, I'll be honest. I wasn't fired, but I was part of a layoff. It was during the early 2000s when, the economy wasn't going well. And, radio advertisers were kind of growing thin. And I saw it coming. There were a lot of layoffs at that time in radio. Radio was going through kind of a rough patch, I think. But I didn't get fired. But yeah, I was, I guess, kind of shown the door like a number of folks. And that's that business. I think it still is that business. As we both know, it's a somewhat volatile business.
Hey, we had a program director in Crazy Bob Agnew that used to listen to my show with an earphone while he was at the movies with his family because he was so afraid I was going to say something. I kid you not.
No, well, Bob's an interesting guy. I don't know if you remember, but, we had the earthquake where the Bay Bridge went down. And, that one portion of the Bay Bridge crumbled. And, Bob was just a maniac about listening to the station all the time to monitor what hosts were doing. And so he asked me for a ride to BART because he had to take BART so he couldn't be in his car because he lived out in the East Bay. And he jumps in my car and he's carrying a headset. And I looked at him and I said, Bob, you can't get radio in BART in the tunnel. He said, no, but I'm listening to demo tapes. He looked at me and said, always working, Olson, always working. That was Bob, high energy. So I'm not surprised he was listening to you in one earpiece while he was at the movies with his wife.
And then the red line, the hotline used to blink, it was like the bat phone in the bat cave from Commissioner Gordon, and I knew who it was, that 6833 number, and I wasn't picking up the phone, and Sheila was in the other room saying, Bob wants to talk to you. No, no, no.
Yeah, that's Bob. It's funny, I just talked to him probably, a couple of weeks back. He's down in Arizona now. Every time I turn around, he's got some kind of new venture, but I think he's probably beyond retirement age, but Bob is a big-time type A. I'm sure he'll always be working.
No, really? Anyway, Pat Olson's our guest. We're talking about our old boss, our old program director at KMBR, of course, Bob Agnew, quite controversial before and after his tenure at KMBR. Of course, went to Air America and sort of got canned from there. He was the most right-wing guy in the world until he went to Air America. Then he was like Rachel Maddow's brother.
Yeah, well, that's interesting when he ran that station. And, too, a funny story, the USF games were on there.
Yeah.
And I was doing a game in Milwaukee. We were playing Marquette on the road. And we had our own board op that we brought in for the broadcast. And I was asking the board op during a commercial break. I said, hey, do we have a legal ID coming up? We have to do legal IDs at the top of the hour. And this voice comes in. It's Bob Agnew. And he goes, Olson, don't worry about the legal ID. What are you, the FCC police? We'll tell you when to break for the ID. So there he was, back in my earpiece again.
No doubt about it. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America, of course. College Sports Insider airs Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern time right here on the SB Nation of Sports Byline Radio Network. My man, Pat Olson, we go back so long. God, we go back 30-something years. You know that?
Yeah, remember the trip we had to Vegas? I can't remember what fight we covered down there because I covered so many different fights in Vegas over a span of about 5 or 6 years. It may have been one of the Riddick Bowe Mike Tyson battles. But we had some fun times down there.
Is that the one where Ralph Barbieri broke out the blow?
No comment on that.
Yeah, Ralph. Hey, what's happening? Before we go, whatever happened to Ralph? I know they burned him at KMBR as well.
Yeah, you know, I think he's retired now. I saw him at a Warrior game a couple, 3 years ago, and I sat with him for a bit with his son, who at the time I think was probably 7th or 8th grade. So I'm pretty sure him and his son live up in the North Bay. I don't think he's working now. I think he's kind of, enjoying his retirement and a golden years, as they say.
Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Pat Olson of College Sports Insider. Of course, that airs Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern right here on SB Nation and Sports Byline Radio. Hey, buddy, it's been a great 30 years. It's wonderful to have you back here in the studio. We'll talk real soon.
All right, take care.
The great Pat Olson, host of College Sports Insider, Sundays, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time, Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into another edition of Dom's Diner. I'm not serving the best fettuccine this side of the Mississippi, but I'll tell you what I do have. Today's specials are the best and the worst of the week in sports, and it looks like I've got my first customer right here. What can I get you, boss?
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Oh, so you want some winners? Well, guess what? You're in luck. I've got 3 fresh winners right here for you. Let's start in Cleveland. The Cleveland Indians, their 22-game winning streak has now ended. But let's focus on the real point here, and it's the fact that the Cleveland Indians won 22 straight games. It's the longest winning streak ever in the American League. They beat the 2002 Moneyball A's American League record. It was short of the 1916 New York Giants 26-game winning streak, but it's still impressive nonetheless. The Cleveland Indians lost to the Cubs, and insert your 3-1 joke here. They did blow a 3-1 lead to the Chicago Cubs in the World Series last year. And it's always good to see a team bounce back after losing the World Series, especially when they lost the World Series in the manner that they did by dropping three straight games to lose the championship, which was literally in their grasp. And let's take a little bit, just a little bit more on the winning streak. 142 runs scored in 22 games, almost 7 runs a game, and they only allowed 37 runs. That's less than 2 runs per game. There were a bunch of shutouts in there, including most recently Corey Kluber earlier this week spinning a complete game shutout. 5 hits, 9 strikeouts. Corey Kluber getting the job done for the Cleveland Indians. They have a 13-game lead on Minnesota now, and they're the only team to clinch a playoff berth in the American League right now. Props to you, Cleveland Indians. You are my winners, number one. My second winners of the week in sports here at Dom's Diner are rookie running backs in the NFL. Now, I know it's a little broad, but I'm going to narrow it down to 3 guys in particular. Let's start with Dalvin Cook, the second-round pick of the Minnesota Vikings. He has 22 carries, 127 yards, and the Vikings win over the Saints on Monday Night Football. What makes Dalvin Cook part of this is that the 127 rushing yards is a Vikings debut record for most yards in a single game. Sorry, Adrian Peterson, that record's been broken. Running back number 2, Tariq Cohen, 4th-round pick by the Chicago Bears. Working with Jordan Howard, he goes 5 carries for 66 yards, 8 catches for 47 yards, and a touchdown in the Bears' Week 1 loss to Atlanta. Now, I know the numbers aren't overly spectacular, but you have to take a look at the limited amount of touches. Tariq Cohen, 113 yards on 13 carries. That's almost 10 yards per touch. Tariq Cohen, absolutely fantastic. He could be a very nice change of pace back for the Bears. Just switching things up when Jordan Howard needs a breather. But the rookie running back that makes the rookie running back class winners this week in my eyes is Kareem Hunt, the 3rd-round pick by the Kansas City Chiefs. He was drafted to be the backup to Spencer Ware. Spencer Ware's out for the season, so Kareem Hunt is the man in KC, and boy, did he not disappoint in his debut on the very first game of the season. Kareem Hunt, 17 carries, 148 yards, 1 touchdown. That would have been great by itself, but we're not done yet. 5 catches, 98 yards, 2 touchdowns in a very impressive Chiefs win over New England. So between Dalvin Cook, Tariq Cohen, and Kareem Hunt, you can throw Christian McCaffrey in there too. Rookie running backs were my second winners this week. Oh, what is that? You wanted some more winners? Well, you're in luck. I've got one more winner for this week. Manchester City. They defeated Watford 6-0 today in Week 2 of the English Premier League. And that by itself would have been great, but it was Watford, and Manchester City are the dynamos that they are. But let's take a little bit farther back. They won 4-0 against Feyenoord in the Champions League, Week 1 of the group stages. And in Week 1 of the Premier League, last weekend, they beat Liverpool, who is a team that is always going to be competing for the top 4 spots in the Premier League. They beat them 5-0! Manchester City, last 3 games, 15 goals. They are winners. All right, I hope all of those winners feed your appetite. What about you, boss? What can I get for you today here at Dom's Diner? Oh, losers. Good choice. I've got just the thing for you. Let's start out in the NFL. Cincinnati Bengals. They've started the season 0-2, but that's not even the beginning of it. Yes, they're 0-2, which literally makes them losers because they've lost both of their games. But let's dig in a little bit deeper into those two losses. Week 1, 20-0 loss at home against the Baltimore Ravens. And then on Thursday night, Week 2, 13-9 loss at home to the Houston Texans with a rookie quarterback making his first career NFL start for the Houston Texans. Andy Dalton has thrown for 390 yards, zero touchdowns, four interceptions, and he's lost a fumble. And it's not just Andy Dalton who is scared to death of the end zone. It's the entire team. The Bengals have yet to score a touchdown. They are one of my three losers this week in sports. But don't worry, Cincinnati Bengals. It's not just you guys who are struggling this week. Heading to MLB, West Coast, SoCal, the Los Angeles Dodgers have been cruising all season. You're wondering, Dominic, how can they be losers? Well, let me tell you. Best record in baseball for most of the season. They had a monster lead. It was at least 20-something games in the National League West. And this is in late August. Only a few weeks ago, well, the Dodgers lost 11 in a row and overall went 1-16 in a 17-game span. Obviously, the 11 losses in a row there helped the 1-16 record. But when you're a team that's pretty much all season looked like World Series favorites, a 1-16 record and 11 losses in a row, including a couple to the Giants, not exactly confidence builders there in Los Angeles. I will say, though, the Dodgers appear to be in good shape. Everybody's healthy. Cody Bellinger's still hitting. Kershaw looks like he's going to be ready to go. Don't worry, Dodgers fans. You're losers this week. Come playoff time, I think you'll be okay. All right, and I got one more loser for you. And this is funny because this guy pitches for the Cleveland Indians, who moments ago I told you were winners, but this guy is a loser for sure this week. Poor Trevor Bauer, starting pitcher for the Cleveland Indians. He took the loss against the Royals that ended the 22-game winning streak. He went 5 1/3, gave up 4 runs on 9 hits. Not a terrible start, but it didn't get the job done against the Kansas City Royals. Now, I could stop there, but I'm going to point out to you that Trevor Bauer, back in 2010 as a member of the UCLA starting rotation, he took a loss in 2010 that ended UCLA's 22-game winning streak. That's right, Trevor Bauer has gotten the loss that ended two different 22-game winning streaks. Now, I like Trevor Bauer a lot, and I hate to call him a loser, but the fact that he ended the Cleveland Indians 22-game winning streak, he makes my list, and he's on the special right there on the board. He's a loser this week. All right, man, I'm all out of winners and I'm all out of losers, but what can I get for you? There's still some really good specials available. Oh, you want a good job, good effort? I absolutely have just the thing for you. Let me tell you about Liverpool FC. They play in England, English Premier League, Barclays Premier League, whatever you want to call it. Today they tied 1-1 against Burnley at home. They took 35 shots and scored one goal. That's right, 35 shots, one goal. On the flip side, Burnley took 5 shots and scored one goal. And let me tell you about Liverpool's last 3 games: a 5-0 loss to Manchester City, a 2-2 draw to Sevilla in the Champions League at home, and now today's 35 shot, one goal performance at home against Burnley. Good job, good effort, Liverpool FC. Hey man, sorry, we're almost about to close up shop here at the diner. All I've got left is a little bit of
say what.
I hope that's okay with you. Okay, it's good? Okay, good. Well, check it out. Say what? Roger Goodell is the commissioner of the National Football League, and they asked him about why a team hasn't signed Colin Kaepernick. And Roger Goodell's response was, "I'm not a football expert." Now, what is only the beginning of what I want to say about this, but I have to keep it brief because we're closing up shop here. So, the commissioner of the NFL is not a football expert. Why exactly do we continue to keep him in power and sign him to contract extensions? I know he's done a lot of good for the game, but I don't know if I want a guy who is a self-admitted non-expert running my league. I'm sure this is just a little bit of a whole lot of nothing. We shouldn't put too much stock into it, but just remember, the next time something goes down, Roger Goodell said it himself, "I'm not a football expert." Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Y'all got to get out of here. The diner is officially closed. We'll see you next weekend here on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
My man, Dominic Kmet, is just rocking and rolling, isn't he? Just up. He's just rocking and rolling, there's no doubt about that. Well, before I get to the line, the NFL line for Sunday, I got to mention this. Remember how we used to kick dust and dirt and everything we could at convicted homosexual pedophile Jerry Sandusky, the former Penn State football coach? Of course, it's like going to spend like the rest of his life in prison for, you know, child abuse. I mean, sexual child abuse. Well, guess what? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Jeffrey Sandusky, that's the 41-year-old son of convicted sex abuser and former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky, pleaded guilty Friday to all 14 counts of child sexual abuse against him. 14 counts. Oh, my God. What can I say? The apple does not fall far from the tree. No doubt about that. Those guys, throw away the key. Let's take a look at the opening lines as far as the betting lines for Sunday. Of course, week number two in the NFL season 2017-2018. Houston and Cincinnati. Cincinnati a four-point favorite. Cleveland at Baltimore. Baltimore favored by 8. Arizona and Indiana. Indiana, Arizona favored by 7. Philadelphia and KC. KC is a 5.5-point favorite. New Orleans, New England in New Orleans, Mr. Tom Brady himself, 6.5-point favorite is Tom Brady. Tom Brady's a favorite ever anywhere he goes. Anytime he picks up the football, man, he's just a winner. I mean, he's not my favorite guy, but if you want to bet on a guy that's going to win, it's going to be Tom Brady, hands down. No doubt about that. The Joe Montana of 2017-2018. The modern-day Joe Montana, in my mind. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Yeah. Man, the spiral staircase. Do I remember those guys? You are tuned to the Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, of course, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. My All-Star has the week off. Of course, he is most famous for being the father of Jasmine Young. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. He's got the week off, but he'll be back with No Holds Barred tomorrow. That's at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Wow. Tomorrow, later today, the Oakland Raiders at home, 13.5-point favorites over the New York Jets. And guess what? They're going to rock here. I'm telling you, Marshawn Lynch, he's rocking and rolling. He's back at home. He lives in Oakland. He loves Oakland. He was born in Oakland. 18 rushes last week for 76 yards. Not the greatest day as far as running is concerned, but I'm telling you, he is the guy. He is the guy. He and Derek Carr are going to get together and bring this team, I think, if not to the title game, the Super Bowl. In other words, I think that they will be eventually in the last two or three teams. The Oakland Raiders look like they will be the last two or three teams as far as the 2017-2018 season is concerned. At least in my mind, they're just that good. Derek Carr, highest paid quarterback in football right now, he deserves that. Why? Because he's the best. Let's let him live up to those paydays. But you watch, he'll rock and roll, and he will do real well. I think the Oakland Raiders are off and running, of course, to Las Vegas in like 2 years. But in the 2 years they have left in Oakland, I think there'll be some glorious years. In fact, a lot of people will be crying when they leave Oakland, but nothing like the people will be smiling when they hit the Las Vegas, because Las Vegas is going to be able to take the Raiders in a manner in which Oakland never could. In other words, big-time ticket sales, big-time money. I mean, tickets down there are going to probably be going for a whole lot more than your average NFL ticket. That's what this is all about. Money, hotels, casinos, and, of course, Las Vegas, biggest entertainment capital of the world. They should have an NBA team, an NFL team, and a Major League Baseball team as well. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Talking to the All-Stars, of course, talking to you each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition. We'll have a big wrap-up on the fight tonight. In fact, I just got an email here from Main Event Matt, my main guy, of course, in St. Louis, and he says, why are all three judges so off? One judge had a 10-2 in rounds for Canelo, the other judge had a 7-5 in rounds for Golovkin, and one judge had it even. What does that tell you? None of these guys know what they're doing! No, I'm just kidding. Golovkin didn't deserve to win that fight. Just put it to you like that. You are tuned to Sports Talk in America. I am the Taco Man. Thank you so much for your time.